Get 30% shorter average wait time. When you buy and book your appointment at DiscountTire.com, you can get 30% shorter average wait time in the store. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to an Olympic edition of Striving for It All. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening in the world of the WNBA. And, of course, the WNBA has been on the Olympic break, so on this week's program, we'll give you scores and highlights from Team USA in action at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, Summer Olympics in Tokyo, including what, in addition, we'll have scores, highlights, and even some interviews after the gold medal game against Japan. I'll tell you what, Team USA handled their business in more ways than one. And, of course, you know, we have to get to our top three storylines on the program. So I'm going to start off with storyline number one, and that is women's Olympic basketball. The United States have begun women's Olympic basketball play at the 1976 Summer Olympics in Montreal. They would finish with a silver medal. The following year, of course, following Olympic year, 1980, there were no Olympics. The United States withdrew due to political factions that were taking place. However, 1984, 1988, they would win back-to-back gold medals, 1984 in Los Angeles, 1988 in Seoul, South Korea. 1992, they would, in Barcelona, Team USA women's team would win the bronze medal. However, things would change in 1996 in Atlanta. They would win the gold medal. And let me tell you something about this 1996 team. This 96 team was outstanding. Lisa Leslie, Rebecca Lobo, Teresa Edwards, Dawn Staley, Ruthie Bolden, Cheryl Swoops, Jennifer Azey, Carla McGee, Katie Stedding, also Katrina McClain, Venus Lacey, and, of course, Nikki McCray. The 96 team was outstanding, and they made up for it in a major way, of course, winning the bronze medal in Barcelona in 92. They made up big by winning the gold in 1996 in Atlanta. And then they would repeat as gold medalists in 2000 in Sydney, followed by 2004 in Athens, 2008 in Beijing, 2012 in London, 2016 in Rio de Janeiro, and you can add Tokyo in 2020. I tell you one thing, this is a dynasty that has just gotten better each time an Olympic year approaches. 96, 2000, 2004, 2008, 2012, 2016, and now for the seventh Olympics in a row, the United States women's Olympic basketball team handles their business. They get the job done. And I tell you what, this is a dynasty. This is great what we're watching right now. And again, the Team USA program is only going to get better with the players that are just entering their prime, with the likes of Asia Wilson, also Nafisa Collier, Ariel Atkins, and who knows what the team is going to look like for Paris in 2024. But I tell you one thing, women's Olympic basketball in the United States, this is a dynasty, and it's only going to get better from here as we get a continuous pool of talented women's basketball players to play for Team USA. So 1976, silver medalist, gold medalist, 84 and 88, bronze medalist in 92, but 1996 in Atlanta, that's when the pendulum swung once again, and from 96 to the current Olympic gold medalist. Congratulations to Team USA and the women's Olympic basketball team.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Amy Eric, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. Experience gorgeous, lasting, high-quality hair color made with ingredients you could feel good about, with consistent results every time. It's easy to find your perfect shade. Book a complimentary video hair color consultation with a licensed colorist on madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code RADIO10. That's code RADIO10.
Get 30% shorter average wait time. When you buy and book your appointment at DiscountTire.com, you can get 30% shorter average wait time in the store. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
Our next storyline is going to be Diana Taurasi. You know, Kobe Bryant was one of her favorite players. Rest in peace to the Black Mamba, Kobe Bryant. Kobe influenced Diana. Diana was influenced by him in a lot of ways. Matter of fact, Kobe Bryant once gave Diana a nickname, the White Mamba. And, man, she has and continues to play like that and then some, becoming a high school All-American, not to mention a three-time NCAA champion, and, of course, a three-time WNBA champion, a two-time WNBA Finals MVP, and a league MVP, WNBA Rookie of the Year. And guess what? Now you can also add a five-time, that's right, a five-time Olympic gold medalist. She won in Athens in 2004, Beijing in 2008, London in 2012, 2016 in Rio de Janeiro, and now 2020 in Tokyo. Diana has been outstanding. She's been amazing thus far, and she already said in a post-game interview, she says she wants to come back. She wants to do Paris in 2024, and I see that a very, very high possibility, a very strong reality. And, I mean, Diana Taurasi, the accomplishments and the resume has been phenomenal, and she just continues to add with her play, not just in the WNBA, but more importantly, making her contribution to Olympic play in Team USA women's basketball.
At Marathon Health, we believe outcomes should work, not passively, actively. Roll up their sleeves. Start earlier. Stay later. Listen longer. Change lives by understanding that the best medicine means more than a prescription. This is where better lives and bottom lines come from. These are the outcomes we work for. Marathon Health. Find out more at outcomesatwork.com.
And for my last storyline is going to be Sue Bird. Again, Sue Bird, similar to Diana Taurasi. What can you say about Sue? She's been phenomenal. Again, a two-time NCAA champion, four-time WNBA champion, multiple All-Stars. And, she, along with Diana, she is now a five-time Olympic gold medalist. 2004 Athens, 2008 in Beijing, 2012 in London, 2016 in Rio de Janeiro, and now you can add Tokyo in 2020. I mean, again, similar to Diana, Sue has been doing it, and she has continued to do it, not letting age get in the way of achieving her dreams. And more importantly, again, she has set the standard for Olympic basketball, Team USA, and she has set the benchmark and has had so many accomplishments and continuing to add to that impressive resume. And she said that Tokyo, this is going to be her last Olympics. And, you know, what a way to end your career. What a way to end a stellar Olympic career. Five Olympic gold medals, Sue, one of the best to ever do. It's going to be a future Hall of Famer. I mean, the resume is stacked. The resume is stacked, what she's done in high school and college and professional-wise with the WNBA, and now capping off her Olympic career by winning a gold medal. It just doesn't get any better than this. And kudos to Diana Taurasi, and kudos to Sue Bird with Sue capping off her Olympic career as winning her final Olympic gold medal in her last Olympic Games in Tokyo. All right, when we come back from the break, I'll have scores and highlights from Team USA in Olympic action, handling their business, getting to the gold medal. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
The Bid podcast from BlackRock breaks down what's happening in the markets and explores the forces changing investing. We cover topics like the megatrends shaping our future, how the COVID-19 crisis will impact markets in 2021, and why companies should lead with purpose. Listen to The Bid wherever you get your podcasts.
At Zenni, we believe everyone deserves access to high-quality, affordable eyewear. That's why we offer stylish prescription glasses for men, women, and kids starting at just $6.95. Our online factory direct model cuts out the middlemen, so you save. At Zenni, you get the same quality frame and lens options that you'd get from an optician for one-tenth of the price, including blue blockers, progressives, prescription sunglasses, and more. The best part? Try on any frame, anywhere with our 3D virtual try-on. Zenni.com. Eyewear for everyone.
Experience gorgeous, lasting, high-quality hair color with Madison Reed.
Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code RADIO10.
The aesthetic could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
At Zenni, we believe everyone deserves access to high-quality, affordable eyewear. That's why we offer stylish prescription glasses for men, women, and kids starting at just $6.95. Our online factory direct model cuts out the middlemen, so you save. At Zenni, you get the same quality frame and lens options that you'd get from an optician for one-tenth of the price, including blue blockers, progressives, prescription sunglasses, and more. The best part? Try on any frame, anywhere with our 3D virtual try-on. Zenni.com. Eyewear for everyone.
Get 30% shorter average wait time. When you buy and book your appointment at DiscountTire.com, you can get 30% shorter average wait time in the store. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
Listen to some good old-fashioned country. And when you do, cook up the best sausage in the country. Eckrich Smoked Sausage. Naturally hardwood smoked and crafted with just the right blend of spices. Perfect for lunch, dinner, or even right now. Eckrich. You do you.
For the ones going above and beyond. For the ones reaching out, helping out, and lending a hand. For the ones people count on. You can count on Grainger. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, backed by 24/7 customer support and specialists to help with hard-to-find products. Because you've got everyone's back, we've got yours. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Kick back with some classical. And when you do, make a classic. Start with Eckrich Hardwood Smoked Sausage. Then, just add it to anything. Pasta, mac and cheese, chili, anything. As long as there's Eckrich, you'll get a standing ovation. Eckrich, you do you.
For the ones who know that a little late is always too late, and that the clock doesn't stop just because you're missing a part, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry. And our KeepStock inventory management solutions help ensure you have the right stuff in the right place at exactly the right time. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock to learn more. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. As I mentioned earlier, Team USA handled their business by winning the Olympic gold medal, their seventh straight Olympic gold medal. And let's take you to some of the scores and highlights from Team USA's journey through the Olympic play in Tokyo. Let's start off with the first game that they had against Nigeria. The United States would go on to beat Nigeria, final score 81-72. Here's highlights from that contest.
The quest for seven straight gold medals for the Team USA women begins today at the Saitama Super Arena as they take on Team Nigeria.
I mean, USA averaged 18 turnovers per game in their exhibition, so this is an area that they needed to clean up. And again, that is what Nigeria wants to do, is get the drive to the rim, challenge the defenses on the perimeter, especially Taurasi, just coming back.
Promise Amukamara, beautiful drive, and Taurasi rings the register. First field goal for Team USA. Cycle it out to Sue Bird, a good look for three. Brittany Griner, what a rebound inside. Putting it up and in and drawing the foul. Here's Muhammad inside, blocked that time again. The two-on-one if they hurry. Sue Bird is going to pull it back out. Jewel Lloyd from deep, and a perfect three. No shot clock, final 7 seconds. Kounye Akpana denied there. Back out to Obekwe, and she drops in a three. So that will do it at the end of the first quarter. And after 10 minutes, it's Nigeria with the advantage. Yingefa missing that three. Look at Nigeria run the floor and come up with a steal. Thomas Amukamara pushing ahead. Amukamara set shot three. She got it. They're challenging every outlet pass.
They are everywhere.
Taurasi, risen three. U.S. on the counterattack. Sue Bird right to Griner inside. Kick out Brianna Stewart. A good look. And that is dropped in the three. B. Griner inside. And turn and bring it home.
She has had a really great stretch in the last 4 or 5 minutes.
And running the floor, rewards the big. Ron Staley directing traffic. 1 5 seconds. A good defense. Galu had to pick it up. The final shot by Alani. Banked it in! Another banked in three. Ibekwe made one. Adore Alanu makes the other.
The commitment of these women, they don't even have a feeder program, 17 and under, 16 and under. This is their team. And so they've committed to the development. Beautiful pass there for Griner at the rim by Sue Bird. But
and then Brittany Griner, the outlet to Bird. The United States running. Brianna Stewart will put it up and in and draw the foul.
All right, those highlights were courtesy of NBC Sports, the Olympics, and the International Olympic Committee. So, again, the final score, the United States were going to beat Nigeria, final score 81-72. Here's some of the other final statistics in that contest. Asia Wilson finished with 19 points. Diana Taurasi had 10 points. Brittany Griner had 13 points. Also in that contest, Brianna Stewart had 9 points. Jewel Lloyd had 8 points. And Sue Bird had no points. Didn't matter. She finished with 13 assists. So, again, the final score in that contest, the United States would win. Final score, 81-72. We move along now to next action for the United States as they beat Japan. Final score, 86-69. Here's some highlights from that contest.
The United States taking on the host country, Japan, and they're in the same group. U.S. beating Nigeria, Japan beat France. So who decides to take direction in this group? We'll find out tonight. Had a double-double, did Asia Wilson. The opening possession to go right into Griner. And big-to-big passing right to Asia Wilson. So if you get double and triple team, maybe you move the ball.
There is no question that the U.S. needs to clean up some of their possessions, doesn't need to turn it over as well. But I think stylistically, that's how Nigeria wanted the game to be played.
Brianna Stewart hitting the three. So five made threes, game one. Already two have gone down, and we've only played 2 minutes. And Sue Bird off iron there, but you see Griner and just getting on the iron. Shot clock down to 13. Rashida dropping it inside. Takata with a beautiful finish on the baseline. They call Maki Takata Captain Fantastic in terms of effort and energy and never leading the game. And Asia Wilson scoring on the other end. Asia Wilson, the escape. Out to Brianna Stewart. Good look at three and dropping it in. And the way the U.S. is clicking from distance is needed. The lead's only five. Miyazaki. And you see everyone on the team can make and take three. This one dropped in again. Backing out and shooting his three. Dropping in another one is Miyazaki. So at the end of one, Japan is going to have the lead. Catch and shoot corner three. And again, good attention by Jewel Lloyd. Asia Wilson running off the miss. And if you read Phil Jackson's book, he says missed corner threes are layups or dunks on the other end.
And hit Asia Wilson in stride.
And finally, a three going down. The way that Japan plays, they're going to shoot a lot of them. Brianna Stewart went to set that screen with Sue Bird being pestered in the backcourt. Jewel Lloyd catch and shoot. Nice rhythm three. The U.S. edging out by five here in a very tightly contested game where Japan led at the end of the first quarter. Taurasi and Bird been doing it forever. What a beautiful backcourt. Finding Brittany Griner, and her post moves are so smooth, and she just gets better year after year. Taurasi finding Griner, and the deflection, and the steal. And Miyazaki blocked by Stewart. Brianna Stewart sized that up from midcourt and never broke.
All right, again, that audio is courtesy of NBC Sports, the Olympics, and the International Olympic Committee. Again, the final score was the United States beating Japan. Final score, 86-69. Here's some of the final stats in that contest. Jewel Lloyd finished with 12 points. We also had Asia Wilson had 20 points, and she would have 10 rebounds. Brianna Stewart, 15 points, 13 rebounds, 2 blocks. Also, Diana Taurasi finished with 11 points, and Brittany Griner would finish with 15 points. We move along now to the next contest for the United States. The United States would go on to beat France. Final score, 93-82. Again, the Team USA handled their business in this contest. Here's some of the highlights from that game.
The last day of women's qualifying at the Saitama Super Arena. It is France taking on the U.S. The United States looking for 52 straight Olympic wins. They're into the medal round, but France needs to win or else they're going home. Sue Bird handling. Brianna Stewart feeding Griner down low. The little up and under and flipping it up and in. And Brittany Griner, just another double-digit score. The bigs have led the way for the United States.
So, yes, I think this will be the toughest front court that the United States has faced so far in Tokyo.
Feeding Griner inside the bucket in the body. And Brittany Griner with an opportunity for the three-point play. Diana Taurasi needs to come out of the game. She is holding her right wrist and indicated to the bench that she isn't right. So we'll keep an eye on that as they look to sub her out. And Miam putting it up and out. And Jewel Lloyd is set to check in, but Diana Taurasi's as tough as they come. And Kara, right off the bat, she knew something was wrong and waved to Dawn Staley to get her out of the game.
Yeah, immediately waved.
Gabby Williams will push. Williams, nice little show and go. Great burst to flip it up and in and tie the game. France, one of the teams that doesn't mind running up and down with the United States.
No, they have athletes in the middle of all that physical play, and to do it for four Olympics in a row, it's impressive.
Off the hands of Tina Charles, Gabby Williams pushing it back, and Williams left the up and out and followed up and in. And so when you start to look at the size coming off the bench for France, France shooting 52% from the field, 3 of 6 on threes. Catch and shoot Chelsea Gray. She answers with a three of her own. Maureen Johannes looking on the baseline. Chavarro putting that up and in. To Brianna Stewart with the shot clock at 5. Getting fouls down low, banging it, bumping, putting it in, and drawing the foul.
That's for sure.
Now, good news, you saw the injury to Diana Taurasi, but she has checked back in. Holding that wrist and hand earlier. Gabby Williams with a three. United States has won 51 straight games in women's basketball in the Olympic play. They're looking for their 7th straight gold medal as Brittany Griner able to score inside. Brianna Stewart starting to feel it. What a first half for Brianna Stewart. 14 when the United States has needed her most all here in the second quarter. Brianna Stewart back to Sue Bird. That's a good sign. She made only one shot in two-plus games. And
all right, that audio again courtesy of NBC Sports and the Olympics. Again, the final score, United States 93, France 82. Here's some of the stats from the contest for the United States. We had the leading scorer on that team was in that game was Asia Wilson. She finished with 22 points. Also, she had 7 rebounds. Also, Brianna Stewart was sensational as well. She had 17 points. Tina Charles finished with 15 points, and then Brittany Griner finished with 11 points. So now we move along now to the knockout round. This was a very important for the U.S. So after finishing the qualifying stage, the next game we had that they the next stage that they participated in was the knockout stage. And in the first round of the knockout game, it was the United States going up against Australia. And again, the United States, they handled their business in this contest, showing no signs of slowing down as they would continue to get better. Here's some of the highlights from that contest.
The knockout round at Saitama Super Arena of the Women's Basketball Tournament. Australia taking on the United States. Ohay, Mitchell, Ebzeri, Magbegor, and George up front. And for the United States, it is Bird and Taurasi, Asia Wilson, Brianna Stewart, and Brittany Griner. So the quarterfinals here in single elimination, the United States and Australia. And Team USA putting that 52-game Olympic winning streak on the line.
The U.S. did not want to lose that game. Obviously, they played to win that game. And in the second half, the wheels fell off a little bit for them. But I think the Americans are very confident. If you look at Leilani Mitchell not down that three, and Australia's looked really good on their first couple possessions. But I think the Americans are confident.
Cycle it to Brianna Stewart with a shot clock at 7. And Brianna Stewart, 2 tough take and makes the last 2 trips down. Ebzeri having it knocked away. Good hands, Diana Taurasi. Here's Bird. Ahead to Brianna Stewart again. Another finish. Brianna Stewart is rolling in this first quarter. Talbot pushing it ahead, but the deflection, and Bird on the counterattack. Taurasi, cycle to Brianna Stewart, hottest player going. She drops in the 3.
This is a group that is experienced, that's hardened by their experiences. I mean, you've got 2 5-time Olympians in the starting lineup. They understand what it takes, and there was just a different presence about them in the warm-up that I noticed was different than the pool play games. I thought they'd be locked in. I thought they'd be ready to go, and Sandy Brondell is going to take a timeout. She needs one. The Americans are on fire.
As the Team USA front court has been as good as advertised. Off iron out of the corner 3, and Bird running with friends, Asia Wilson. And this is why the U.S. women have won 52 straight Olympic games. You are watching beautiful basketball on both ends. Jewel Lloyd will spin the other way to Brianna Stewart. 17-0 run ended finally. And Sue Bird, corner 3. Perfect. Use the Tolo screen. Chelsea Gray fought over that screen. And Mariana Tolo hitting a deep 2. Leilani Mitchell, Mariana Tolo from the elbow, and look at Mitchell at 5'5", scrap for that offensive rebound. At 36 years of age, talk about the experience of Australia, and Leilani Mitchell hitting the 3. Smallest player on the court got the offensive rebound, and then all of a sudden, Australia back in the game.
9-point game. Whether it's by turnover or missed shot, they need to convert on the other end. That's pivotal for them to come back in this one.
Sue Bird, good look for 3. Sue Bird had scuffled early in the Tokyo tournament, but now starting to hit from the outside. Chelsea Gray sensing a seam all the way to the iron to lay it up and in. Chelsea Gray has been offensive-minded here, and it's not just all jumpers. Chelsea Gray, Brianna Stewart.
Nice pass.
The give and go. Oldest play in basketball. Beautifully done.
Yep.
Brianna Stewart, the early post up. Put it up and in. It's called a foul. The bucket, the body and a chance for a three-point play.
I don't know what was better, the pass or the finish, because that was almost a half-court bounce pass. I mean, this is a dime right here. Right to the outside hand, away from where the defender is, and then Stewart takes it and finishes through contact from two Aussie defenders. I mean, just beautiful kind of momentum-shifting play.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of NBC and the Olympics. Again, the final score in the quarterfinals of the knockout stage. United States would beat Australia 79-55. And the box score for that contest, the leading score in that game for the United States against Australia was Brianna Stewart. She finished with 23 points. The leading rebounder was Brittany Griner. She finished with 8 points. And Chelsea Gray was the leading assist leader with 8 assists. So now we move along. Now the United States' next challenge in the semifinals was against Serbia. And again, the United States would win that contest. Final score, 79-59. Here's some of the highlights from that game.
The women's semifinals at the Saitama Super Arena. The United States taking on Serbia for a slot in the gold medal game. Sue Bird, Asia Wilson, Brianna Stewart, Diana Taurasi, and Brittany Griner will start for the United States. For Serbia, Sonja Vasic with Jelena Brooks. It is Srbandakac, Ana Dabovic, and Tina Krasnic. Srbandakac unable to hit that. Beating Asia Wilson, she double-teamed immediately. Cycle it now to Sue Bird, an open three on the way, and the United States is on the board.
Well, leave it to their leader, Sue Bird.
Dabovic on the kickout, and Griner can defend that paint. And the flip inside and laid up and in. Asia Wilson finding Brianna Stewart. Dropping it off to Griner and a little tic-tac-toe. Beautifully done for the United States.
Well, we've seen that action before in earlier games with the U.S. to take advantage of Brianna Stewart's height advantage at that three position. I'm not worried about Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi in terms of how they're going to play in these games. They've proven over the course of their careers that they're going to play well. What a pass.
The no look by Taurasi. The pass and spin away. Diana Taurasi with the slickest assist of the Olympics. That was something special.
Yeah.
And she knew it with a little flair. And Tina Charles back-to-back baskets. Quick three, missing by Cotto. Taurasi push ahead. Stewart with a catch and a beautiful touchdown completion. Chelsea Gray up top. Jewel Lloyd didn't want the foul screen, and Jewel Lloyd able to score on the baseline. And that's given Serbia a little bit of life and a little bit of belief. And Sue Bird missing that pass initially and then dropping in that three perfectly. Got four of them already, but not capitalizing on second chance points. Anderson again. And there's another offensive rebound. So at some point, the United States has to control the glass. They have the size advantage. Cotto from deep. And there it is, a Serbian three. Von Anderson with 10 points on 5 of 9 shooting. You got a single-digit ball game. So where does the U.S. go for offense? They go to Asia Wilson to put up and in. The bucket and the body. And Asia Wilson looking for the three-point play. The four-time champion. Running things for the Seattle Storm. There's Jewel Lloyd. Nice elbow jumper.
And that's why it's important that they play with that level of intensity, because you can't predict whether shots are going to go in or not. And so that safeguards you against those poor quarters.
Oh, look at Sue Bird. They break the press and a beautiful feed to Griner.
All right, so again, those are some of the highlights from Team USA defeating Serbia, final score 79-59. And again, some of the scores, some of the final statistics from that contest, Chelsea Gray finished with 14 points. Brianna Stewart had a double-double with 12 points, 10 rebounds. Brittany Griner also had a double-double with 15 points and 12 rebounds. And Sue Bird finished with 8 points and 4 assists. And so that set the stage for USA having a rematch against Japan in the gold medal contest. That's right, the United States would have Japan one more time. And here's how it went down. Here's the highlights courtesy of NBC and the Olympics.
The United States beat Japan in the prelim round, 86-69. Brianna Stewart holding to begin the first possession. And Sue Birdwing, jumper to open the scoring. Asia Wilson down low, and it's size versus speed. Miyazawa thought about that three, and then Brittany Griner blocking a Kaho shot.
Without a double team in transition if their bigs run.
Only five to shoot. Maki Takata flipping it up and in. So for Japan's first basket, Japan beat France, lost to the United States, beat Nigeria, Belgium, and then France again. And putting it up and in, Griner working inside. Tarazi hides behind Griner and drops in the jumper. So the U.S. push ahead to Brianna Stewart. She had the block and the finish on the other end. They feed Griner inside and turning and finishing. And so the size advantage, the United States has enjoyed the whole tournament, looking for their seventh straight Olympic gold medal, which would tie the record for men's basketball. Kaho had missed that three. Tarazi to Griner. Just a huge catch and a beautiful finish. Maki Takata, their captain, answers with a three. And
talk about the pace that they can play for the full 40 minutes.
Well, this is Motohashi. Tina Charles looking for Griner. Beautiful entry pass. And Brittany Griner will tip in her own miss. Get the rebound plus the bucket. A 9-point United States lead. Final minute of the first quarter of the gold medal game. And another three. Gray doubled. Down to five to shoot. Cycle to a wide open Jewel Lloyd. Perfect from three. Up eight with 8 minutes remaining in the first half. And Brianna Stewart hitting the mid-range after Tarazi.
So they've done a good job of handling that.
Motohashi has had the range from deep. Tarazi, 144 games for the United States in her own right. And what a finish. So a 9-point game right now. And for Japan, Hayashi able to score again. United States at 58% shooting. When they get inside, it's Tap City and Asia Wilson. Could they pull off an historic upset? Motohashi, oh, what a finish before Griner could elevate.
You want to play well, you want to help your team win, and you want to kind of check off that box in your career.
Another three dropped in. Brittany Griner. Very efficient inside. Another basket for BG. Team USA wants to keep adding to the lead. Chelsea Gray. What a great shooter. Brianna Stewart had a great closeout there. And then Brianna Stewart running the other way. Takata driving, flipping it up and in. So Chelsea Gray. There's Asia Wilson right on cue. Asia Wilson's got 10. Griner's got 16. Maki Takata down the lane again.
For a team that had not medaled before in an Olympics, it's been an incredible run, regardless of result of this game.
Griner again down low. Player on the floor against the biggest player on the floor. Machida out to Akaho. Three on the way. It's good. Rui Machida draws and then kicks it back out. The shot clock at five. Rui Machida with that quickness and the finish with the left hand. Brittany Griner had missed one shot and followed it in. Maki Takata, good post up and finish. And Brittany Griner is owning the gold medal game. And Sue Bird, very attentive. Here's Machida with the quickness. Oh, what a spinning layup. Sue Bird. Drop it in the three. Beautiful United States ball movement. Megan Rapinoe liked it. Rui Machida. Okoye, time to set her feet. It took too long. Blocked by Wilson. Lead pass Bird. Touchdown, the United States. Brianna Stewart spaces out for three. And this is the United States really rolling. And then Sue Bird could become the oldest Olympian ever to win a basketball gold medal. A lot on the line in the final 10 minutes as Brittany Griner. It's an absolute highlight show. She saw that the whole way. The three-on-one break becomes a two-on-one. Tip it back to Brittany Griner, who's got 30 now. United States playing the clock as well as Japan. Counting down towards history. Chelsea Gray. What a tremendous Olympics for Chelsea Gray. So from Atlanta to Sydney to Athens to Beijing to London and Rio and now Tokyo, the gold standard in women's basketball belongs to the United States of America. Let the celebration begin. They have come to Tokyo and kept the streak alive.
All right, that audio again courtesy of NBC Sports, the Olympics, and the International Olympic Committee. And the final score in the gold medal game, the United States would beat Japan 90-75. Here are the final stats from that contest. Brittany Griner was sensational in this game. She finished with 30 points. Brianna Stewart would have a double-double. She finished with 14 points and 14 rebounds. Asia Wilson finished with 19 points. Diana Taurasi would have 7 points. Meanwhile, Sue Bird finished with 7 points, 3 assists. Ariel Atkins had 2 points. Sylvia Fowles had 2 points. Chelsea Gray finished with 6 points. And Jewel Lloyd finished with 3 points. And again, as the announcer mentioned earlier, Bob Fitzgerald, of course, who was doing the call with NBC Sports alongside analyst Carol Lawson, he mentioned it that this is now the 7th straight medal, Olympic gold medal for the United States women's Olympic basketball team. 1996 Atlanta, 2000 in Sydney, 2004 in Athens, 2008 in Beijing, 2012 in London, 2016 in Rio de Janeiro, and now 2020 in Tokyo. That's 7, and it goes to show you the dominance is alive and well, and the dominance will continue. I mean, it's a great program that Team USA has set up with, not just through starting off with college players, but then since the 96 Atlanta games, they've incorporated the WNBA players as well. So kudos to and congratulations to the Team USA Women's Olympic Basketball Team winning the gold medal, their 7th straight Olympic gold medal. When we come back from the break, we've got interviews from post-game coverage from the gold medal game. Stay tuned. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
For the ones who know that a little late is always too late, and that the clock doesn't stop just because you're missing a part, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry. And our KeepStock inventory management solutions help ensure you have the right stuff in the right place at exactly the right time. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock to learn more. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
These days, we're all getting more screen time, which means we're also getting more blue light exposure than ever before. Too much blue light can make your eyes feel tired, dry, or blurry. It can also affect your sleep. Zenni's Blocks lenses help to protect the eyes by keeping harmful blue light out. Because they're virtually clear, add blocks to any Zenni frame for stylish, all-day protection. Get a complete pair of prescription or non-prescription blocks glasses starting at just $24. Protect your eyes now at Zenni.com.
Hey, Sarah.
Oh, my gosh, he's so cute. How do you know him?
Come on, Donovan, do it like I taught you.
Love the new tattoo, sir.
Let's go!
Dude, that's Sarah. The girl in the pink shirt, that's the girl I was telling you about.
Oh, that's Sarah?
Theater 2 on your left. Hey, Sarah. What color underwear today?
Hey, Sarah, so when are you going to post something new?
Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends.
See you later, Sarah.
Even not-so-friendly people. Think before you post.
Louisiana's North Shore is turning up the heat for Tammany Taste of Summer, presented by the St. Tammany Tourist Commission. Avita Springs, Covington, Folsom, Madisonville, Mandeville, and Slidell restaurants and attractions are serving up sizzling hot deals on dining, hotel stays, ways to play, and more this August 1st through 31st. Sign up for your free Tammany Taste of Summer Savings Pass to access discounted menus, offers, and to find participating St. Tammany businesses. Sign up today at TammanyTaste.com.
At Marathon Health, we believe outcomes should work, not passively, actively. Start earlier, stay later, because this is where better lives and bottom line come from. Marathon Health. Find out more at outcomesatwork.com.
Louisiana's North Shore is turning up the heat for Tammany Taste of Summer, presented by the St. Tammany Tourist Commission. Avita Springs, Covington, Folsom, Madisonville, Mandeville, and Slidell restaurants and attractions are serving up sizzling hot deals on dining, hotel stays, ways to play, and more this August 1st through 31st. Sign up for your free Tammany Taste of Summer Savings Pass to access discounted menus, offers, and to find participating St. Tammany businesses. Sign up today at TammanyTaste.com.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. As I mentioned earlier before we went into the last break, we've got interviews from post-game audio from the gold medal game. And after the end of the game, you know, I mentioned earlier about the dominance of Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi and their commitment to Team USA and what they've done. And also making a commitment to Team USA is Dawn Staley. She's the head coach of Team USA. She wins her first gold medal as a head coach of Team USA. She previously won 2 gold medals as an assistant coach and 3 gold medals as a player in 96 in Atlanta, 2000 in Sydney, and 2004 in Athens. And here's some of the post-game comments from Sue, Diana, and Coach Staley.
Post-game press conference from the gold medals game between the USA and Japan. USA won 90-75. With me now is Team USA gold medalist, head coach Dawn Staley, Sue Bird, and Diana Taurasi. Coach, first, please, congratulations, and give us a comment about the whole Olympics and this game.
I thought we saved our best performance for our last performance. I thought we just did a great job on both sides of the basketball. Japan pushed us and made us focus in a little bit harder. And the fact that it was a gold medal game had a equally focused effort by our players. So happy that we have 2 legends here on our team to will us into a gold medal game and to get the win.
Thank you for that. Sue, please.
Couldn't be more happy. Couldn't be more happy. This is always really difficult to win a gold medal. This year was even harder given just all the challenges everyone faced. No fans, no friends or family, really isolating in a lot of ways. So for our team especially for our team, we lost our first 2 exhibition games. So for our team to kind of, you know, deal with all of the same adversity everybody else is dealing with and just never let it get us down, to be sitting here now with a gold medal around our necks is really special. And I mean, I think that I'm happy. That's it. I'm just so happy for everyone on our team, for everyone involved with USA Basketball.
Thank you, Diana.
Yeah, it's been a tremendous journey. Like, you know, Coach and Sue said, you know, there's always something really special about putting a team together and see it grow, you know, towards a goal. And I think this team personified that in a lot of ways, where we really didn't know who we were at the beginning, but, you know, on the last day where we needed to be a team and we needed to really know who we are, I think everyone kind of locked in and did the things that we needed to do to win a gold medal. And, you know.
All right, again, that audio is, again, that was from the post-game post-game comments from Team USA, Sue Bird, Diana Taurasi, and head coach Dawn Staley. And again, we talk about the dominance of Team USA, and Sue Bird, Diana Taurasi, and coach Dawn Staley, they made it happen. And again, that's what they do. And just some of the key components that helped Team USA win the gold medal. And also two other key components that were a part of Team USA winning the gold medal, Asia Wilson and Brianna Stewart. Here's their post-game comments.
Hey, among many other accomplishments, you're now a gold medalist.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
Ooh, to be a gold medalist now, on my birthday, it's something that's so special. It's probably not going to hit me until I get back to the States, but this is something that I've dreamed of. I would have a birthday party on 08-08-08, and now to be playing in it, it's incredible. On 08-08, it's truly something special, so this is a great feeling.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Man, I was just saying, I thought my 21st was good, but this is pretty good. Like, this is a great feeling, but to win this gold on my birthday, it's special. It really is.
How important is it in this program? Obviously, you've got people who've been doing this 5 times, 4 times, 3 times. How has that helped make it easier on you, and does that impact kind of your approach to wanting to do this 2 times, 3 times, 4 times?
For sure. I think it just lays the foundation down. You know, USA has a standard, not just on the court, but off the court as well. The way we carry ourselves is something that goes into how we play. And, of course, we have the best of the best in elite athletes loving what we do. But I think it just lays the foundation down for the young kids like me. And, like, I would sit in the locker room, like, they really did this 5 times? Like, the opening ceremony, I was like, 5 times? My feet hurt. But, like, no, it's real. It makes you want to come back and continue to give and continue to be that next build for the next generation. So, I'm hopefully, I don't know if I got 5 in me, but we'll see.
You had a lot of great moments with Dawn and you've had a lot of great moments in your life with Dawn. What does it mean to you that she coached you this first?
Oh, it means the world. I remember when she got that head coaching job at South Carolina, and I didn't even think
birthday
that I could
girl!
Be a part of that team. So now to be a part of it and to share this with her, to let her wear my gold medal is something that's so special. So I'm happy for her. I try to do my best for her this whole tournament.
One of the keys to positive that with all the other restrictions that have gone here because of COVID.
Okay, I got y'all.
With all of the COVID restrictions, one of the few positives it seems like is when you guys get to put the medals on each other.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like putting a ring on it, and it just really feels that.
It does. It does. And it's funny because I was like, Chelsea, this is a huge moment for us. And then, of course, with Stewie, we've literally played USA together since we were young. So to have that moment with them, I like it. Hopefully we can keep it even when COVID kind of passes by if it does. But it's a great moment to share with your teammates right now, and I just loved it.
Angel, what are they waiting on you?
Again, that's post-game audio from Asia Wilson and Brianna Stewart representing Team USA winning the gold medal. And Asia mentioned that it was special because the victory happened on her birthday. And as for Brianna Stewart, she said it just continues to add to the dominance of Team USA in the women's Olympic basketball. And, you know, it's been dominant for the last 7 Olympics, and it's only going to get better from here. You know, the talent is just continuing to get better through the college system and through the WNBA has just been outstanding. So again, the final score in the gold medal game with Team USA, the United States 90 and Japan, 90-75. So again, that puts a cap on Team USA Olympic women's basketball and a cap on the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo. It was a great Olympics considering the circumstances with COVID and pandemic. We don't know what's going to happen here on out, COVID still being a fluid situation, but Paris will host the next Olympics in 2024, so we send our best wishes, and we know Paris will do a great job in their own way. And speaking of being in their own way, the WNBA, they haven't been on join the Olympic / All-Star break, but they'll be back in action. So on next week's program, we'll get you caught up on things happening in the WNBA. And until next week, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to Striving for It All.
Nobler is more than just a different way to save on car insurance. Nobler is the only car insurance with personalized monthly rates and rewards based on how much and how well you drive every single time you get behind the wheel. So the more you use Nobler, the better you drive and the more you save, which means good drivers can save a lot of money. Nobler is simply smart insurance for smart drivers. Get your quote at Nobler.com, spelled N-O-B-L-R.com. Individual savings may vary. Must meet eligibility requirements to bind a policy.
Louisiana's North Shore is turning up the heat for Tammany Taste of Summer, presented by the St. Tammany Tourist Commission. Aveda Springs, Covington, Folsom, Madisonville, Mandeville, and Slidell restaurants and attractions are serving up sizzling hot deals on dining, hotel stays, ways to play, and more this August 1st through 31st. Sign up for your free Tammany Taste of Summer Savings Pass to access discounted menus, offers, and to find participating St. Tammany businesses. Sign up today at TammanyTaste.com.
You live in a smart home powered by Cox Internet, so you're not thinking about the pizza delivery. You're thinking how nice it is to get everyone together for a fun night. You're not thinking about the pizza. Maybe just a little.
Cox Home Life. Show me the front porch camera.
Pizza!
View your Cox Home Life cameras right from your TV using your Contour voice remote. Visit cox.com/thisishome to learn more.
Advertised features require subscription to Cox Internet and Contour TV. A high-speed internet connection is required. Home Life Security Services subject to Home Life Security Service Agreement. Cox Home Life Services provided by Cox Licensed Entities. See cox.com/licenses.
Louisiana's North Shore is turning up the heat for Tammany Taste of Summer, presented by the St. Tammany Tourist Commission. Aveda Springs, Covington, Folsom, Madisonville, Mandeville, and Slidell restaurants and attractions are serving up sizzling hot deals on dining, hotel stays, ways to play, and more this August 1st through 31st. Sign up for your free Tammany Taste of Summer Savings Pass to access discounted menus, offers, and to find participating St. Tammany businesses. Sign up today at TammanyTaste.com.
At Zenni, you get the same quality frame and lens options that you'd get from an optician for one-tenth of the price, including blue blockers, progressives, prescription sunglasses, and more. The best part? Try on any frame, anywhere with our 3D virtual try-on. Zenni.com. Eyewear for everyone.